Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Hey there, this is Winter with the Shift Spotlight, and today I am excited to be here with Angelique Pitornella. She is a visionary. She's going to talk about what she did, but she's also got a pretty interesting background. Her website can be found at sharebusinessmanagement.nl. And so welcome to the show, Angelique.
Thank you. And thank you for having me.
So before we get started on what you do, you have a very interesting past. We were talking about offline, but you know, why don't you give us an interesting fact about you that people may not know?
I used to work as an fractional integrator back in, I think it was 2012, and I didn't know that it was called integrator. And a few years later, someone gave me the book Rocket Fuel, and I was like, hey, that's what I did all the time, and that's how I train and mentor the following integrator, because I was leaving a company at the time. So it was nice. And as curious as I am, I jumped into the Rocket Fuel University, which was led by Mark Winters at that time. Yeah. And I just wanted to know, why do you call it integrator? Yeah, so yeah. I asked him, and you know, it was amazing. And from that day, because he said, you know, this is why, and this is why you have to use the word integrator. And from that day, I did.
And so then, because you have that background, then I'm sure you know, not everybody is cut out to be an integrator. And yeah. A lot of people get in these integration COO roles that they don't necessarily or should never have been in. So yeah. You probably have a lot more experience, but why don't we talk about, you know, at a high level, why don't you tell us what it is that you do?
So what I do now, I'm all about, you know, strategic management and keeping the strategic execution power very high, because it doesn't matter what operating system you use. It doesn't matter what kind of things you learn. If you are not strong as an integrator or as a COO, because one of the roles of a COO is integrator, you're not going to make it. So you have to be strategically fit, but also in private life. So sleep well, eat well, you know, take care of your brain and all that kind of stuff. So
be the integrator of your own life, right?
yeah, it is. It is. So my motto is treat yourself like $1 million racehorse. Mm. $1 million racehorse is very taken care of. Sleeps well, gets good food, gets, you know, you are trained and take care of to win. And I see that the same as an integrator. Mm-hmm. And an integrator is, you know, has a even more difficult part, because they have to overlook the business and keep the focus on the long time goals. Yeah. And that's the difficult part. So yeah. There's a small line between strategic management and, you know, wearing all kind of hats.
Yep, exactly. So tell us a little bit about your journey to become, you know, a visionary, because you started out in the role of the COO, of the integrator, and then you moved into the role of visionary. So tell us a little bit about your journey. What caused you to do that?
So when I was working in a company as a fractional integrator, that CEO wanted to grow steady, you know, and I like, you know, I like doing a lot and take care of a lot. And it, I felt that it was time for me to go to find another person who do the same thing as me. Because the company was not that big to work with a full-time CEO. So I was like, okay, now I'll find another person, because I didn't know back then it was called an integrator. And I couldn't find it. I couldn't find a person. And my mentor, I had a mentor, he said he's a coach of CEOs. And he said, you're not going to find a person because what you do is not, you know, it's not what everyone does, of what every COO does, of what every, I'm like, oh, okay. So I have to find someone who's a good leader and help them to take over my job. So I did. And after that, I realized, but it's weird that there are not so many of those people, because it's so needed. It's like logical. Yeah. So I became a visionary, because I do believe I cannot be a good integrator and a good visionary at the same time. But I did want to find out more about, you know. In the first, I had like a business in virtual teams. So because I worked a lot with, you know, like people who work virtual or fractional or whatsoever. And I was always looking at a fractional marketing manager or fractional CFO or whatsoever. So I started that business, and it kept in my mind, why are there not so many, you know, integrators? Yeah. And then I was in the mastermind of the Rocket Fuel University of Mark Winters, and I heard about EOS, and I was using another operating system at the time. So as curious as I am, I wanted to know, how does that work? Did I miss something? So I became an EOS implementer, and then COVID hit, and I had already the business that I had, and already, you know, coaching and training integrators and recruiting your virtual teams, and COVID hit, and I choose to go for the biggest problem, sorry, at that time. Sorry. And the biggest problem at that time in the Netherlands was there were not enough integrators. So I just, you know, didn't go for coaching leadership teams, but only focused on those people because they were so needed. So that's became my passion.
So you've got multiple brains when it comes to business and how you see business, because you can look at it from the, you know, second in charge role. You can look at it from the first in charge role. You can also look at it from the implementer role. So why do you think, because you said, I don't believe a visionary should be the integrator. Why do you think so many visionaries are their own integrator? Is it that they just can't let go of control? Is it because, you know, why do you think, based on your experience?
The biggest problem is not be able to let go, because it's like your business is like your child, and you build it from scratch. And if something goes wrong, you always think you can do that better, or you don't want to go anything wrong. So I think the biggest problem is not be able to let go. But also with the CEOs I work with, they don't know that they that there are people who like what they don't like. You know, and also for the small businesses, they think they have to work full time with someone. And that's, you know, it's interesting because they don't know the possibilities. They don't know about fractional or, you know, and it makes a huge difference if they do know. It makes a huge difference if they don't wear all those hats themselves.
Yeah. I think it's funny that you said your business is like your child. It's, I guess, you know, because, you know, what GCE does is very aligned with what you do. We do it in the US, obviously. But it's, you know, it's almost like you're not supposed to have your child in the house for the rest of your life. You're supposed to teach that child to go and thrive and survive on their own and take care of themselves. Yeah. But so many owners treat their businesses like, you know, a baby that they just want to keep the last child, the baby child, right?
Yeah. And I believe that as a parent, you should be an example. As a business owner, you should be an example. You know, you should take care of yourself. And most CEOs who wear all those hats themselves, you know, they are close to burnouts.
Yeah.
They are not seeing their family. And if they are at home, they're not with their mind at home, you know. They're with their mind always working. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know how it feels if you love your work. Mm-hmm. But before you know, your children are grown-ups, leave the house. And the time that is passed away is never going to come back. So that's how I see business.
Right. So I noticed, you know, you keep in your marketing and what you do on LinkedIn, it talks about increasing your strategic execution power in your company. What does that mean to you?
To me, it means taking very, very, very good care of yourself first. And then you can take very good care of the CEO you work with, of the leadership team you work with, of the company you work in. And then you know, your brain is always like working. Yeah. And if you take care of yourself, you can do your work better.
Yeah.
So I do believe that I always use the eagle. Mm-hmm. So I have a leadership coach who trains with eagles. Mm-hmm. So when you come to her, you fly with those eagles. And she told me that the way eagles are laser focused on that goal, that small fish in the ocean, is because they take very good care of themselves. They eat what's good for them. They sleep. They are very, very, very strategic. They, you know, they think things through.
The eagles don't have a martini at the end of the day.
No.
They get good rest. They're eating healthy food, unprocessed food.
Yeah. And when it's time, they go straight to the goal.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating.
Yeah.
And I see an integrator as an eagle of a business. So I love that story. Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah. And since then, I love eagles. Because, you know, totally. And eagles are laser focused. And I believe that integrators and COOs should be laser focused. And it's difficult to be laser focused every day, all day. And the only way to do that is not only, you know, be good in work as in tools and in being busy, but also being very good in taking care of yourself.
Hi, I am Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. After decades of helping companies from pre-revenue startups to Fortune 50 giants, I wanted to create something that every leader could use right now. That's why we built the CEO Navigator. It is a custom GPT that helps you uncover real root causes of business challenges, build a focused 90-day plan, and even expose blind spots across your business that you don't yet see coming. This is not just artificial intelligence. It's built upon decades of proven operator experience distilled in a tool that you can start using today. To explore further, please go to gcestrategicconsulting.com/CEO-navigator-GPT and see for yourself how it can help you lead with clarity and confidence.
Well, and I think that you nailed, you said this in a way that I'm not even sure that you realized you said. The reason why a visionary makes a terrible integrator is they are never laser focused. They're here and they are squirrel, and that's what makes them visionaries. They have multiple ideas and they want to, you know, run all these different directions. And not everybody's meant to be a visionary. Not everybody's meant to be an integrator, because if you don't have that eagle eye, laser focus, this is what I'm doing. And then be willing to step up to that visionary and say, you're wrong. And here's why you're wrong. And I think that's really the secret sauce behind all of this is, you know, and I hear, I interview, I mean, we're on our close to 100th and 20th episode. Most podcasts, I know, most podcasts never, I think it's only 5% of podcasts ever get past 100 episodes. Like, it's really, really, really low. And I talk to CEOs all the time. And like, almost without fail, like a good bit of it is I'm the visionary integrator. And it always shocks me because it's like,
You know?
It's like saying I'm the real estate agent and the builder, you know, I'm the real estate agent and the mortgage broker. It's like, what, huh?
And even though they find someone who can take over the work, then still it's difficult, because if you have someone who says, okay, give me all the heads and I'm going to do that.
It's
the same. You're going to work the same way. You have to have a person who says, okay, give me all the work and let's see what's for me. And let's see who we need to do this. And, you know, really being good in delegating strongly. And that's also a problem. They have someone next to them, but that someone is still taking and wearing all those hats. So it's the same problem.
Interesting. So what do you think, having, you are a CEO and you also work with CEOs, but what do you think is the most difficult part of being a CEO and how you deal with that?
For me as a CEO or in general? With the CEOs,
I would like to hear what you say, but I would also like to hear after what you say, what you've seen in your work.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing will always be not be able to let go, and also the the struggle between your family and the business. You want to be in both, but it's not possible. Although they think it's not possible, but I believe in it is possible. Only you have to, you have to let go of something. So I think that's a big problem. And also not being able to say no, it's time to go home. And tomorrow is another day. And they keep working and working and working. But the quality of their work is not getting better by working harder and longer and more hours. So
if they just ate like an eagle and slept like an eagle, they could get a lot more done in a shorter amount of time. And we talk about this a lot on the podcast. We talk about this a lot in GCE in general. It's just, you know, how the business owner tends to focus on everything but their number one asset, which is their self. And we're starting to see a real shift in what's happening. people are starting to realize how important that is. And I think before it was like, you just pounded the pavement and you kept going and you suck it up, buttercup, you get it done. You don't worry about that, you know, cold, that broken leg, that yes, you need to rest for a surgery, but you're back in a day, you know. And I think now people are starting to realize the long-term ramifications of those decisions. I think as a society and a business culture world, we're all starting to become a lot more aware of that. And so it's a really great time to have you on the show to talk about these things, because I think it is becoming, like, you know, I remember back in the day, like, people were like, yoga, like, you're weird. That's crazy. You know, and it's like now it's just such an integral part of people's lives. And so I think we're like at the yoga phase of business owners starting to take care of their self. Like, people are like, ah, I don't think that makes a lot of sense, but it's not that weird.
I a couple of weeks ago, I spoke to a person who is specialized in longevity. And I find it very interesting. And he is specialized, he has programs just for CEOs.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones who, you know, who always working and always do that. And they're the ones who get sick.
Yep.
They're the ones who have problem with, let's say, alcohol or whatsoever. They're the ones who have a burnout and, you know. And I really liked what they do, because it's, you know, preparing them and make them think about themselves.
Yeah.
You know, that it is necessary to take care of yourself. And then your business grows because you take care of yourself.
Yeah. You're happier, your employees are happier, your business is happier.
Yeah.
So okay. Well, and so what are some advice that you would give to aspiring entrepreneurs or CEOs who may just be starting out their journey, or maybe they've been in it for a little while, but something that you would kind of go back and say to your younger self?
I always say, treat yourself like a $1 million racehorse, because, you know, it's the thing. I really believe that. And also, not work hard, but work smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, work smart and not only work, but be there. If you're working, if you're at home, just be there in the presence, you know. So I think that would be my advice, because when you start, or when you like your business, you're like, woohoo, let's go. But sometimes, you know, thinking time is also work. And if you're thinking, you don't rush, and you don't, because otherwise your brain says, not now. I have no idea. Not now.
So what's next for you and your company? Do you have any new directions, projects on the horizon? Where do you see yourself? I mean, I can't even believe we are already at fourth quarter of 2025. So now we're going to start thinking about 2026. But, you know, what's new for you?
So I believe I'm keep doing what I do right now, because it's really necessary. I am based in the Netherlands, and there are not so many integrators as in you know, where you're at. And I also believe that not every CEO is aware of the part of, you know, take care of themselves. So I'm going to do a lot more with that. And meanwhile, I'll just go 100% for the strategic execution power. And, you know, I'm 57 and I feel 18. So
you
I
look
don't 18.
Think. You look 18.
But I don't, I have a lot, you know, a lot of things I want to do, but, you know, also enjoy of the fact that that you can do everything if you want to. You can and work and I am a single mom, And now my kids are grown up and everything, but still it's important that you and spend time with them and having a business. And I'm very ambitious and I want to travel and and I keep doing that, I think, because
you can now really have it all. You know, you really can have it all.
Yeah.
If I think it goes back to the, you know, let go, right? If you can let go enough to trust others to step into some of those areas that allow you to have it all. But at the end of the day, you have to really want to have it all. I know CEOs that want to work and be involved in every decision simply because it makes them feel important, because they don't feel like they have purpose without it. Not everybody wants to have it all. But if you do want to have it all, you can actually have it all.
Yeah, and it's different in...
I'm going to write that down. Like, that's a good tagline. Like, you can have it all integrated.
Yeah. Yes, and also having it all, the all doesn't have to be the same for you and me, you know,
that's
but
right.
you have to define what do you want,
what all is for you. We have a lot of CEOs that don't want to grow. They just don't want to work any more than they are. They're not on the growth trajectory. They just don't want to work any harder. And so, like, you know, not everybody wants to just keep building. Some people just want to do more with what they have and work less with what they have. So that's why we say on our website, you know, build a business that meets your definition of success, because not everybody's definition of success is the same.
No. And not everyone wants a lot of people in the company or millions and millions and millions, you know, it's different. Yeah.
All right. As we wrap this up, what is one book or resource that you would recommend to another CEO or visionary?
Oh, it's definitely The Road Less Stupid from Keith Cunningham. It's about thinking time and asking yourself very different questions and think about that. And then you really work on your business. I love it.
So I'm pretty sure I'm looking him up right now. I think Keith Cunningham did a lot with Tony Robbins. I've met Keith Cunningham. He's actually as wonderful as a person as is his wife. I believe her name is Sandy Cunningham. Sandra Cunningham, I believe. She's amazing too. So I have not heard of that book, believe it or not. So I just
have to have that one. It's like a Bible, you know.
Oh, I love that. I love new books. And that one is actually one that's not been recommended. We get a lot of, like, you know, people recommending similar books, but this is great. So awesome. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And as we wrap up today, if somebody listening wanted to take the next step with you, what should they do? Do you work with people in the US? We know you're based in the Netherlands. Do you work with people in the US? How does it work?
People in the US, I always refer to EOS because, you know, why? I work with people in the Netherlands, in Belgium, and in the UK. And because, you know, I love that. And there's a lot of work here and they can be helped in America also. But if they want to talk or if they want, you know, advice or whatsoever, just give me a call or look me up on LinkedIn or whatsoever.
Yes. And we will put you and tag you and do all of that when we promote this. So, really appreciate you being a part. This was a different conversation than I've had in a while. And I really enjoyed your insights to it. I thought it was great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you
so much.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, we are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program, so hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.